So you would just want to know visual basics over here. So the first issue of visual basics is what exactly is Shehiyah and how do we paskin? So everyone knows there's this machlokus and Shehiyah, Chazar, everything's flying in their head. It's definitely flying around in my head. And we'll try to at least organize it, at least for a few minutes, what exactly Shehiyah is. So we know there's a Gemara, there's a concept of Shehiyah. Let's do Shehiyah first. Shehiyah means is that you're not allowed to leave something on the fire, an open fire cooking from Erev Shabbos onto Shabbos, simply put. In other words, it's usher to, that would be a violation, the Rabbanan, of Bishol on Shabbos, the Rabbanan. Okay, now what does that mean? So there's a famous machlokas, all you have to know, is Rabbanan and Chananya, about when it is forbidden. What does that mean? If I have a raw piece of meat, which is cooked enough of Michael ben Drusai, so it's not so raw. In other words, what exactly is Michael ben Drusai? You can give a whole share on what Michael ben Drusai is. Let's assume it's either half cooked or a third cooked, okay? So it's edible, definitely edible, not so geschmack, but definitely edible. You know, yeshiva guy would definitely eat it no matter what. Definitely, totally, if this is the only food, you know, if it's like 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. snack, you know, you definitely knock it off. So you have this Michael ben Drusai food, which is now on an open flame, not covered at all. Are you allowed to keep it there on Shabbos or not? This is called Shehiyah, Lahashos, right? To leave it there on Shabbos or not. So Chananya says, well, once it's Michael ben Drusai, once it's half-cooked, a third-cooked, however you define it, totally okay. Why? Because since the yeshiva guy could eat it no matter what, you're not going to be worried about this at all. You're not going to come to do anything to the coals. You're not going to do anything. It's totally okay. Fine. Comes along the rabbis. The rabbis say, no, the rabbis didn't say, only until it's fully cooked. That's when it would be permitted. Up until it's fully cooked, we have a fear that what? Shema yichata b'gecholim, that maybe your wife, your mother, your sister, what's she going to do? She's going to see the food on the open flame. She's going to say, oh, it's only a third cooked. It must be the fire is not hot enough, or she needs it for the meal. And therefore, she'll stoke the coals, which is possibly lighting a fire on Shabbos, which is a problem of lighting a fire on Shabbos. Yeah? Judaism 101, that is Shehiyah. We just did like three blot of Gemara, like seven pages of Mishnah Berurah in 10 seconds. But that's all you have to know. Now, how do we paskin? Right? Pretty important. So Shulchan Aruch, of course, leaves us hanging, because he gives us two opinions. First opinion, he says, is the Chumrah opinion. Second opinion is the Mekel opinion. So how do we paskin? So normally it gives two opinions. So what do you have? The second one is a Yesh Omrim. So usually the Yesh Omrim, you don't usually paskin like a Yesh Omrim. Usually you paskin like the first opinion. And in fact, the Ber Halacha brings down that the Beis Yosef himself, seems to be Nota, seems to be leaning towards the more Machmir opinion. He only says, you know why you could be relying on the Mekel opinion? Is because why? It's because we're very machbid on Oneg Shabbos. Since we want to have hot food and good cholent and good meat on Shabbos, so we're very machbid to have hot food. So therefore, okay, so we can room to be lenient and rely on the second opinion. Otherwise, we're going to have to throw out all our food. If it's not kosher on Shabbos, we do bishul on Shabbos. You're not going to be able to have hot food. People are going to be so machmir. Therefore, we go like the Mekel Shita. But if not for that reason, otherwise, really fundamentally, we should be machmir. Fine. File that away. We'll get to the full psak in a minute. The second point you need to know is okay. We're not talking about Chazar at all this week. We'll do Chazar a different week. But Shehiyah still. Now, second point is that let's say you've got a cover on your fire. Most of us don't cook on an open fire, right? It's pretty old time. It's an antique to have an oven which has flames coming straight up, you know, straight from the wood. We don't have it. So we have either a cover or we have a blech. Exactly. Or tinfoil, a blech, whatever we cover the stove. So now you're going to tell me, according to the Rabbanan, according to Chananya, this whole sugi is a waste of time. Because since we don't cook on an open flame, anytime you have a blech on top, it should be fine. Both Rabbanan, both Chananya, you should be allowed to leave food on the fire, even if it's not cooked at all, no? If it's a 10th cooked, a 12th cooked, a 15th cooked, you put it on, it should be totally okay. Yes or no, you buy into that or not? Rabbi Akiva Eger says that's not true. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that the Rabbanan say it's okay if it's covered, it's okay, but only if it's completely raw or it's at least Michael Ben Jusai. Meaning the rabbis, even though the whole discussion in the Gemara is about an open flame, the rabbis, the Rabbanin, would be just as machmir, even if it's garuf en katam, which means it's covered. So that's a tremendous chumrah, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you think you're so frum because you have a blech on your fire, but according to that Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you can't put up food about an hour before Shabbos, or whatever, in a low setting, an hour before Shabbos, 45 minutes before Shabbos, because why? You put a roast, a raw roast, and I'm not such an expert in cooking, but I would imagine if you put a brisket up on the fire, or whatever it is, 45 minutes before Shabbos, and it's raw, it's not going to be a third cooked 45 minutes into Shabbos, right? 45 minutes later when Shabbos starts. So according to that Rabbanan, you would have to be machmer. So how do we paskin l'maisa? So the Bar Halacha says, is that, look, really, like again, we're not sure. Should we go into a chumrah opinion or the makom opinion? He's not sure, but he says the minhag of Klal Yisrael therefore is. Well, let me say one more point. What's the reason by Rabbi? What's Rabbi Kivager's reason? Why does he say the rabbanon are machmir? If we just said it's garf and katum, it's blocked. You're not going to stoke the coals. So why? Well, I didn't explain to you why is Rabbi Kivager so machmir? Rabbi Kivager says even if the flame is covered, you're still not allowed to have meat, which is not a third cooked. So what's the reason for that? No, you can't tell me, maybe you're going to stoke the coals, right? Because the coals are covered. Marisayin maybe, but it's covered. And it's all left there from Erev Shabbos. I'm not doing anything. I put it up 45 minutes before Shabbos. I seal off my kitchen with the yellow tape. No one's allowed to go into my kitchen. Finished. Right? No, but if you seal off your kitchen with yellow tape, then you may be fine. I may be giving away saying too much. But, you know, let's assume it's not, it doesn't look like Bishul because I put it up 45 minutes away. Right? 45 minutes before Shabbos. So it says, because maybe you're going to come to stir the pot. You may not stir the coals, but you're going to do megas. Because if I see that the food was put up 45 minutes before Shabbos, and it's not a third cooked, and it's Friday night, and I want meat for my Friday night meal, what am I going to do? I'm going to mix it up. And by mixing it, that's a problem, because you're going to increase the expediency of the cooking, whatever, you'll expedite the cooking, and therefore, that is a problem of Bishul. So therefore, says the Bekeber, you should be machmer. Says the Bar Halacha, Halacha L'maisa, therefore, we are very far from it. We are the most machmer nation. We hold this Rabbanan, this Machlokas, Rabbanan, Rabbi, and Chananya, completely academic. What we do, says the Bar Halacha, we have fully cooked food going into Shabbos on a covered blech. Which is where our minhag is, right? Everyone here, no one here keeps an open flame. Everyone knows you buy a $7 piece of metal of blech and you put it on your fire. Or you put tin foil and you put it over the fire. Why? Because you have a blech. Why? Your food's cooked for the most part. Answer is because we're super machmer. We have it fully cooked and we have a blech. Fine. B'dieved, you could rely upon these shittas that if it's fully cooked, you don't even need a blech. Or if it's, you know, if you have a blech, perhaps it doesn't need to be fully cooked. But that's a separate discussion. Fine. Final point is that what about kidra chaisa? Everyone always throws around this. Everyone knows this is like your backup in every good Jewish mother's mind is that if you're home late. And it's Erev Shabbos, yeah, and it's 2 minutes before Shabbos, and you haven't cooked at all, what do? You just put up a raw piece of meat on the blech, or you don't even need a blech, let's say, and I don't have a blech, and I left my blech at home, whatever it is, I'm in the country, so what do? I just take the piece of raw meat 5 seconds before Shabbos, and that's totally okay. Why? Because it's this concept called kidra chaisa. If something is so raw, it's not even a seventh cooked, it's not even a sixth cooked, it's completely raw, that is actually more mako. Why? Because what's the svara?
You're not going to stir it.
You're not going to stir it because you know why? You're definitely not having that food for Friday night. You know when you want that food? No. Cholent Shabbos lunch. Yeah, after your long chazanish minion Shabbos morning. Therefore, at 12 o'clock Shabbos noon, you'll get that food. Says the Gemara. That's called kidra chaisa. So let me ask you a question: does that apply nowadays or not? So most poskim say that does not apply nowadays. Why not? Number one is because our cooking is a lot quicker. So if you put up a piece of raw food 5 seconds before Shabbos, what's going to happen? You just turn up the setting. You'll put up the setting. You'll increase the settings. And you can still have it Friday night. So therefore, what are you going to do? You're going to be back in the kitchen patching all svara lehetar is that you'll need it the next afternoon. You're going to forget about it for 12 hours. You'll go to sleep that night. You won't touch it. Because you have 12 hours for it to cook. You'll forget about it. Yeah? Well, again, are you sorry? Well, I don't even know what a smoker is. What's a smoker?
It's direct heat, but you cook it for 12-14 hours.
You cook it for 12 hours. So something like that, you're saying it can't be cooked in an early, shorter fashion. So maybe something like that would be permitted. I don't know halacha maisa, but something like that, then perhaps kidra chaisa would be fine, because if it automatically can't be cooked 12 hours, but there's a second reason to be machmir. Second reason to be machmir, which I don't know how it would play out with the smoker, but the fact that we accept Shabbos early. So maybe the whole heter of Kidra Chaisa is when they accepted late Shabbos, you know, right before Shkia, or maybe, you know, they accepted Shabbos right before Shkia. So therefore, Kidra Chaisa, it's not going to cook for their Friday night meal, because when was their Friday night meal? An hour later. You have a quick Friday night davening, and then they would eat. So of course it's not going to be ready. But we who accept Shabbos an hour early, or 45 minutes earlier, an hour earlier, we have early Shabbos a lot of times. Therefore, maybe the halacha has changed. Kidra Chaisa doesn't work, because by the time we get home, even something which is completely raw, you may still want to eat it for your Friday night meal. So you may then stir it on Shabbos while you're waiting your Friday night meals in another 2 hours. So during those 2 hours, you'll continue to stir it. Therefore, there is room to be machmir. Final issue is b'diavad. Let's say you do shihia. Is the food good? So for the most part, b'diavad, it's still okay. The food is fine if you accidentally do shihia. The only time it would be problematic, I believe, is if it's in this middle stage where you have no covering on the fire and it's cooked less than a third, but it's not completely raw. So let's say you have like a sixth or a fifth cooked and it's no covered flame. In that case, b'diavad, if you mess that up, you shouldn't eat it till Matzei Shabbos after b'chadei shiyasu. I'm talking about if you do it by accident. If you do it on purpose, then you've got other problems. You shouldn't be in the shir. Go speak to a rav. It's erev Rosh Hashanah. You have other problems. But we're talking about if you do it accidentally. So then in that situation, then, you know, the food for the most part is fine, except in this situation. Next time we'll try to tackle chazara, we'll try to tackle hot plates. We have a lot of issues to discuss. We have 3 more weeks to cover all of Bishul. Shkoyach.